Hi, everyone. I'm Richard Grimes, and it's time now for the Hour of Victory, coming to you exclusively right here on our website, Christ at the Crossroads Ministries. Good to have you with us. You know, Paul, I think we all know, was one of the greatest missionaries, if not the greatest, that ever lived. He was a man who just couldn't be stopped. There's a lot of things we don't like to be stopped in. We need to be committed. We need to get out there and set our goals and follow through on them. We can learn a lot from Paul's life. And today, as you listen to this, we will, here on The Hour of Victory. Indeed, you are listening to the Hour of Victory today. Good to have you join us here on our website, Christ at the Crossroads Ministries. And as you're listening to this, of course, you have a lot of other opportunities within the context of checking us out. We've got all kinds of features for you. You can hook up to many of our links. We have, of course, a link to the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. We have David Jeremiah with Turning Point, Charles Stanley In Touch, Fellowship of Christian Athletes. We have just all kinds of great links that you can hook up to. And you can hear our radio program, of course, by tuning in on the live stream on Sunday mornings, which is The Right Direction, which is, of course, our radio version of this broadcast, The Hour of Victory, which has been on for over, oh golly, we've been on for over 20 years. Also, we want to mention to you that we have our daily devotions there. You can actually get into our Lifeway bookstore. You can take an online Christian Life and Witness Evangelism class. It's all online for you. We have recipes with Grandma's Kitchen. We have a pet and athlete feature called Paw Prints and Sneakers. Just all sorts of things you can learn about the ministry. You can leave some prayer requests as well. And of course, we have just all sorts of things for you, including our news feature, which tells you about concerts and other things happening. So if you're checking this out, check it all out. And you can even get music. We have homecoming radio, and we have the video, of course, that you see a special video as you're on here. Get into every little nuance, and you'll find all sorts of things that'll really bless you in your Christian walk. And, of course, we're on Facebook now, too, Christ at the Crossroads Ministry. So check it all out. We've got more music headed your way on today's program, like this one.
Parents are lifted up.
How true that is. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. You know, as you're listening this month to the Hour of Victory here on our website, we want to remind you we're on Facebook as well, Christ at the Crossroads, of course. I want to talk to you today. We're going to have some more music for you, but we're going to talk about commitment, Paul's commitment here in just a little bit. He was a man who couldn't be stopped. I'm going to be looking at the passage from Acts chapter 20, verses 22 through 24. So I hope you'll be staying with me and checking it out. And of course, you can have your friends come back and you can hear this again and again, as this is our feature message of the month here on the Hour of Victory. All of us need commitment in our lives. There's no question about that. Tony Evans tells a great story about commitment. He said in his house, they have a den that they use as a family room, and they have a living room, which is rarely used. And he said, they don't do a lot of living in the living room. He said, that room is not really named properly. It's more of the visit room than the living room. He said, the living room is in the house, but it really isn't the life of the house. It's not where he and his family live, end quote. He said, most folks live in their den or their family room. Some folks live, so to speak, in the kitchen. Rarely do we live in those specially decorated places in our homes reserved for guests. And I think you can all relate to that. And then he goes on and he says this. He said, for many of us, God is in the house, but he's been relegated to the room in our house reserved for special occasions too. He's only allowed in the living room. He's not allowed in the center of where we really live, like the den or family room, so to speak. In other words, he's not allowed into the places where we really live our lives. He's not really allowed into the center of our lives or our existence. He's just allowed in designated areas. Many Christians, he says, say that Christ is the centerpiece of their lives when he really isn't at all. If we're really committed Christians, he is in the center of our life. He is where we are at all the time. And that was Tony Evans' point. It's my point to you today. We can talk commitment all we want. We're committed to many things, perhaps, in life. But we live in a country that's less committed to things than it's ever been, probably. But the one thing we need to be committed to is Jesus Christ. That's where we need to be. Is that where we're at? That's the key question. I hope that he is where you are, 24/7. And he's not just in a guest room in your life. Because that's not enough. Don't relegate Christ to the back room or a secondary room in your life. Make him the center of your existence. Paul came to do that. We're going to be talking about Paul in a little bit. He was a man who certainly couldn't be stopped because he was committed to Jesus Christ fully. Got another song for you here on the Hour of Victory. It's from Legacy 5, great Southern gospel group. It's called Nobody Ever Loved Me Like God Does. And that's true. Here's Legacy 5.
Even when I falter, again. For the friends may come and go, but with God I'll always know. He's always there when I need him, and it's not just now and then that I can call on him.
Nobody ever loved me like God does. When I fall down, he picks me up. No matter what I am, no matter what I was, nobody ever loved me like God does. Nobody ever loved me like God does. When I fall down, he picks me up. No matter what I am, no matter what I was, nobody ever loved me like God does. Nobody ever loved me like God does. God does.
Legacy 5, Nobody Ever Loved Me Like God Does. We're going to take a look here in just a moment about the man who couldn't be stopped, Paul, the great missionary, the great evangelist. And I'm going to be looking in a moment at Acts chapter 20, verses 22 through 24. And that simply says this, and this, of course, is in the book of Acts. And see, now I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy, and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And those are the words of Paul in the Holy Scriptures. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. We're going to see what Paul was saying there. Basically, what he's saying is, the Holy Spirit's guiding me to Jerusalem. I've got trouble ahead of me, but nothing's going to stop me. And that's why I'm going to call us today the man who couldn't be stopped. We're going to take a look at it, see what it means for you in just a moment here on the Hour of Victory. But here's greater vision for all he's done.
I can't help but think about the Lord and all the things he's done. He meets my every need. You know he's been so good to me, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all he's done. For all he's done. If I started now until I died, there'd still be many more. If I could mention only one, I'd have to thank him for his son. Now that's enough to praise the Lord for all he's done. For all he's done. Praise the Lord.
Great song for all he's done. Do you thank God daily for all he's done for you? I hope so. I want to remind you to check out all of our website here on ChristAtTheCrossroads.org. You can leave your prayer requests too, and we'll take care of those for you and all sorts of other things. Check it all out. And this is, of course, our feature program of the month. Next month, of course, it'll be another one. But we have daily devotions, weekly devotions, rather, and all sorts of other features here. So explore it. Tune in also every Sunday morning at 106.9 and, of course, 89.7. As you can hear, The Right Direction at 7:05 in the morning on KOJY and, of course, KRNF. And those go deep into Missouri and throughout much of Iowa. And, of course, we want to remind you, you can live stream that right here on this website. And you can also read my weekly columns on the website, too. So check it all out right here. Our message today is about Paul, the man who couldn't be stopped. I mentioned a moment ago, he was on a destination in Acts headed to Jerusalem. And he said he didn't know the things that would happen to him there, except he said the Holy Spirit would testify through him in every city. And he knew difficulties awaited him as he proclaimed the gospel. It certainly did in the Roman Empire. But he said, I count not my life dear to myself. I'm running a race, and I want to run it with joy, and I want to preach the gospel. That's commitment, folks. How committed are you? More importantly, how committed are you to Jesus Christ? I talked to you about commitment earlier. Paul longed to minister in Jerusalem, and he was actually trying to get there by Pentecost. You can look at that in chapter 20. Verse 16, he said he was hurrying to Jerusalem. He wanted to be there on the day of Pentecost. And of course, what a holy day that is in all of Christendom. He'd received a lot of warnings of trouble. He knew that big trouble was awaiting him, lots of trouble. But he said none of those things moved him. He was willing to head into danger and difficulty for the cause of Christ. You know, we have people all over the world that face great difficulty because of their faith in Christ. And yet, sometimes if an office worker criticizes us or a family member, we just clam up. We run sometimes from a connection to Christ. We let the world just cause us to cave in. We need to be more like Paul. We don't even know what persecution or difficulties are sometimes for Jesus, like so many people do around the world. But we cringe from it, and we fall away from it sometime. We need to be more committed like Paul. We need to be more determined to complete our ministry. And yes, you have a ministry. If you've come to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, He's given you gifts and talents and abilities to use in service. Are you using them? Are you using your gifts that God gives you? And if you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, He's waiting on you. And today is the day of salvation. Paul was determined to complete his ministry. In Acts chapter 9, we find he was converted, the famous conversion where he became Saul, a persecutor of Christians, to Paul, a missionary for Christ. The Damascus Road experience. He met Christ on the Damascus Road. It changed his life. And he was willing to surrender his life to Christ, asking Jesus, "What do you want me to do?" And do you ever do that? Do you ever ask what Jesus wants you to do? Do you ever let Jesus direct your life? You should. You know, I saw in a book by Charles Stanley recently, the great preacher, and you can get on our link with In Touch Ministries. And Charles Stanley says, until we really realize we have to be totally dependent on the Holy Spirit and totally surrendered to Him, we really can't live the victorious life. Paul learned that firsthand. You and I need to keep working and getting that down because it's true. For Paul, his ministry meant more to him than life. This ministry means a great deal to me. I would hate to think that I would ever be on the shelf. I remember a Catholic priest friend of mine many years ago who said, Richard, you'll never be on the shelf unless you want to be. God uses leaky vessels. God wants to use you. He wants to use me to reach other people so that we can be in heaven with Him someday forever, so He can bless us in this life. Paul knew that, and he knew that message. And that eternal life was more important than even his present life. He had been through many dangers, toils, and snares, as John Newton would say in Amazing Grace, but he always knew God was faithful to him, and he would continue to minister and serve his God who'd redeemed him and who promised to be with him always. Reaching souls was Paul's passion. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 22, he used every means possible, he said, in order that he might win some. We have to be the same way today. We need to be reaching out to our family, our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers with the good news of Jesus Christ. Paul was willing to minister publicly and in homes. he was willing to preach to Jews and Gentiles. I think what that means for us is, wherever we go, if God puts somebody in our way and leads us to share, we need to share. But it also means, I think when we looked that Paul preached to people no matter who they were, we need to not look at people through our lenses, but to look at people through God's eye. Everybody's special to him. He cares about everyone. He wants nobody to be lost. The Bible says, whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. But the Bible also says, how will they know unless someone tells them? You and I need to share the good news. We need to be committed to the good news. We need not to cringe from it or be stopped, but we need to be like Paul and move forward always, no matter what comes against us. Paul then was determined to complete his ministry. Are you determined to fulfill God's plan for you? Jeremiah 29:11 said he's got a plan and a purpose for you, for your good. Are you plugging into that plan? Paul was committed. He was not just determined, but he was committed to fulfilling his mission. He wanted to finish well. I saw something from Billy Graham many years ago, and I think it especially applies to older folks. He said, no matter what's happened in your past, be determined to finish well. Paul was never satisfied with past accomplishments. He never rested on his laurels. Every day was a new opportunity. Do you see every day as a new opportunity? Sure, you and I have made a lot of mistakes, done a lot of things wrong probably in our life, but each day is a new gift that God gives us. Are you making use of it? I hope you are. Believe that God's got a plan for you and take each day as it comes and make the best of it. Try to make sure you run your race with joy. That's the key. Fulfill and be committed to your calling, God's calling in your life. What are you doing right now to run your race with joy? Despite all the obstacles, Paul ran his race with joy. You know, there's a difference between joy and happiness. We can be happy based on the circumstances that come, but joy means being upbeat and confident even when the circumstances aren't good. Paul had joy. We can have joy too. There are a lot of things that come into our lives called joy killers. The devil tries to kill your joy and your happiness. People can too. Don't let anybody steal your joy. If you belong to God, you've got every reason to be joyous because you've got a wonderful future, and every day is a new opportunity. But Paul wasn't just determined to complete his ministry. He was not just committed to fulfilling his mission. He was eager to deliver a message. Paul's purpose in life was to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Paul never got over glorying in the miracle of grace. And if you look at your life, if you're a Christian, maybe if you look at where you've been or where you were and where you're at now, you should be eager to deliver that message of hope. We live in a world where we try to find hope everywhere but where we need to look. And that hope is only found in Jesus Christ. Are you eager to share that? Are you eager to talk about it? You should be. God's done a great work for you. Christ went to the cross for you. Next month, of course, we're going to be celebrating Easter. Jesus went to the cross for you and for me, so we didn't have to pay for our sins. He was resurrected to conquer death and to give us eternal life. How can you not be eager to share that message? How can you not be joyous? How can you not be committed if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And if you don't you want to know him like that? Paul wanted nothing to deter him. I read to you the passage in Acts. He wanted to go to Jerusalem so he could tell everybody the good news. He wanted to tell everybody that salvation was a gift because of God's love. And he wanted to tell everybody that heaven could await them because of what Jesus did for them. You see, Paul was committed, he was determined, and he was eager. And you and I can be that same way. In our commitment, we can be committed to Christ. We can be determined to serve him. We can be eager to tell about him. We have the same message. Let me tell you this. We have the same message of grace and hope and love of God that Paul had. The message is no different. It never changes. So I say to you today, what's stopping you from carrying out your call for Jesus Christ? God's got a plan and a purpose for you and for me. Are you plugged into it? Are you asking him to show you what you should be doing? You know, as you tune in on this monthly message today, I hope that you realize that you shouldn't be a spectator. Christianity is not a spectator sport. It's about getting with the program. Yes, there is times that you need to sit. There are times when you need to sit and learn at Jesus' feet, just like Mary did. But there are times you need to be doing things, taking the gifts, taking what God's given you, and making a difference. Pay it forward, so to speak. What are you doing? But the key question is, do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Have you asked Him to forgive your sins? Have you asked Him into your heart and into your life as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do, He'll come in. That's the only way. You have to be born again. That's very clear. You have to know Jesus Christ personally. It's not just about knowing Him mentally. You have to know Him in a special relationship. It's not about denomination. It's not about anything other than what you and Jesus have between you. It's about a relationship. Do you know Jesus Christ? Would you join me in prayer, please? Lord Jesus, we ask You today for that person who's listening, who's never made a commitment to You. Forgive their sins. They're asking You to forgive them right now. Come into their heart and life. Fill them with Your Holy Spirit. Seal them under the day of redemption. And reveal to them, Lord, the gifts, the talents that they have that You've given them. Give them not just Your free grace and love and salvation today, but set their feet on a path to serve You willingly, with eagerness, with commitment and dedication, just like Paul had. And for those of us who already know You, help us to be about Your work. Let nothing keep us from it as we serve You, our risen Savior and Lord. We ask this, dear Christ, in Your holy, blessed name. Amen and amen. You've been listening here on our website to our monthly message, The Hour of Victory. I hope you've been blessed by it. I hope you enjoyed the music. And check out the rest of our website. So many features, so many fun things. You know, you can even submit a monthly recipe, get a wonderful Christian gift. There's all kinds of little things to see. Even 24/7 music you can get right on one of our link sites, Homecoming Radio. So join us whenever you can. Share with your friends. It's ChristAtTheCrossroads.org. Share your prayer request too, and we appreciate all you do by praying for us and by listening. Hope you tune in every Sunday morning also to 106.9, 89.7 for The Right Direction at 7:05 in the morning on those great stations. Thanks for checking us out today, and God bless you. I'm Richard Grimes for The Hour of Victory.